I'm Bob Barnum, and that is the latest from the WFAS Weather Center.
WFAS.
The following is a paid program. The opinions expressed are solely those of the sponsor and not necessarily those of WFAS or its advertisers.
Peace of mind with Lippman Close.
Welcome, everyone, to Peace of Mind with Bernie the Attorney. I'm your host, Bernie Crooks, from the law firm Lippman Crooks. We're based right here in White Plains with offices in Fishkill and Manhattan. Tonight, our guests, we have two guests tonight. We've got two people from Careers for People with Disabilities. We have Tina Cornish-Laurier, who's the executive director. Welcome, Tina. Nice to have you on the show.
Thank you.
And we've got Marie O'Connor, who's a transition coordinator. Hello, Marie.
Hi, thank you very much.
All right, so we'll see if we can work in two guests and everybody gets something to say without speaking on each other's words. So I guess we'll start out with the obvious question. What does Careers for People with Disabilities do?
Well, Careers is a private nonprofit, and we are a supported work program that gets people with disabilities jobs throughout Putnam and Westchester counties.
And are there any types of people who can qualify, or do you have to have a certified disability where you're receiving Social Security disability, or is it developmental?
You do need to have a certified disability, and it can be, you know, we work with people who are visually impaired, hearing impaired, physically impaired, developmentally disabled, mentally retarded, autistic, traumatic brain injured, learning disabled. What am I missing? Psychiatric and any combination thereof. Oftentimes, people have more than one disability. So,
okay. So you mentioned visually impaired. So somebody who needs glasses would qualify?
Well, somebody who's legally blind.
Legally blind.
Or you know, worse.
Okay. And are these people who are receiving Social Security disability, or that doesn't matter?
It doesn't matter for our purposes. Many of our clients do, and if they're not, we may hook them up with a case manager who can help them get whatever benefits that they're entitled to.
So how do you go about finding jobs for people?
Well, Marie, I'm going to let you answer
okay.
that.
Okay. We really do it the traditional way. We hit the pavement. We go back to the employers that we're currently working with and check to see if they have availability. Lots of times we're very fortunate because the employers that we're working with who know about us and how job coaching works and how well and dedicated our clients are will come to us and say, we have these positions available that we're hiring for, and kind of give us the first crack at, you know, bringing them clients. But otherwise, we depend on the penny saver. We depend on the Sunday classifieds, word of mouth, cold calling sometimes. Everything is very individualized. Everything we do is strictly based on the client's abilities. We try to match the job to the client so that we can find a better rate of success for the client and also for the employer.
So it sounds like you have a stable of employers that you've worked with in the past.
Yes.
And so I guess the first step sometimes is to go back to somebody who you've worked with?
Yes, although we don't have a job bank, quote unquote. We don't have a list of jobs that are ready to be filled by anybody who walks in our door. Again, it's very individualized, and we really take a good amount of time getting to know our clients before we actually market them.
So employers don't come to you and say, hey, Marie, I need somebody who's good at X.
Yes, they very often do.
And
we do place many individuals that way. But not to mislead, we don't have a job bank that we can pull from. Everything that we do depends on the client who's coming to us, what their abilities are, and then we seek out, you know, the employers that we've used in the past, or again, we go back to doing things very traditionally like anybody who would be searching for a job.
All right, so the more likely scenario is a family or somebody would come to you looking for a job, any job,
mm-hmm.
and then you would then, I guess, do an assessment?
Yes, exactly.
So tell me about that.
Well, we call that an intake process where we meet with the individual and or family or advocate, and that's kind of the first step in us getting to know the individual. At that point, we will discuss the individual's likes, dislikes, what they can see themselves doing, what their capabilities are, and we may have to do some vocational counseling as far as if the job that they're looking for is an appropriate job and a realistic job for their abilities. And then we will always, you know, take the client's first choices and go with that if it's appropriate. And basically that's our information seeking session. From then, we do work with our clients as far as interviewing skills, resume preparation, cover letter preparation, whatever they may need for the specific types of work they're looking for.
How long does the initial assessment take? Is it something that's done in a day? Is it over a period of time?
The initial intake is just about an hour meeting with the individual, but then there'll be a series of meetings prior to the actual first job interview to prepare the clients and to get everybody comfortable with it.
All right, so
that really varies, too, based on the client and their history and their experience or lack thereof.
So if someone is going for their first job, and depending upon the type of disability they have, it could range from a couple of meetings to a series of meetings before you really get your arms around it?
Yes, absolutely. As a matter of fact, my role as transition coordinator is working with students coming out of the high schools who may not have ever had a job before. So there's a series of, you know, steps we have to go through to get them understanding what's expected of them on an interview, how to answer certain questions, how to dress appropriately on an interview. They may or may not have ever had to have a resume before. So talking about a resume, developing that together. We like to really make our clients part of the whole process so that it's a learning experience, and it can take anywhere, you know, I couldn't even give you an estimate of time. It could be a series of meetings. It could be one meeting. It just, again, very individualized.
Do you ever come across a situation where somebody has their eye on a dream job, and after the assessment or at some point during the assessment, there's got to be a reality check, and you know that they can't have this job. It's not going to work. Does that ever happen?
Yes, it does happen.
How do you deal with it?
Well, you know, you try to guide and counsel and, you know, work with them and their family to get them to understand if it's not appropriate, why it isn't, or if it's not realistic, why it's not realistic, and try to get focused back on what is realistic and what can you do and where can you do it and those types of things.
I actually have a perfect example of that. In working with high school students, I often run into students who want to be actors or musicians or artists or, you know, something very lofty, which obviously we know is, you know, something that not everybody is going to get to be a professional actor. Or
sign
actress.
Me up, right?
And a lot of times what I try and do is really talk about that. You know, well, what do you think an actor does? Or what do you think? And it may just be that the person wants to be involved in a theater, say. Maybe even in a movie theater would be something that the individual would, you know, consider doing. So it's about, you know, learning about what their dreams are, what their aspirations are, what the family. Sometimes a lot of our counseling is actually done with the family because we as parents obviously want the best for our children and we want, you know, what our children want and we want their dreams for them. And sometimes we need to kind of step back and say, okay, maybe my child's not going to be an actor, but maybe he can be someone sort of in the background, you know, doing something related to that field.
Sort of like even with a typical child, where when they're growing up, my kid's going to go to Harvard, then all of a sudden they take the SATs and they get their grades in high school and they end up somewhere else. A lot of times it's easier for the kid to accept that than the parent.
That's absolutely right.
So it's good that you also provide help to parents to accept, you know, what it is.
Right. And we don't ever make any kind of claim that, you know, the first job is going to be the right job and that's going to be the job that the individual is going to be in for the rest of their lives. It's kind of why we like to refer to ourselves as careers because, you know, we are career-oriented, but we realize that, you know, many people are going to have many careers throughout their lifetime. And we're always telling people even a bad experience in working is an experience because you learn from it, and it may be something so valuable that you know you'll never do that type of job again, but at least you've gotten the experience from it.
What if you place somebody, you think it's a good match, and then it's not working out?
Well, and that certainly happens because that's life and that's reality whether you're disabled or you're not disabled. Excuse me. So, you know, we basically are there for the life of the client. In other words, we don't place somebody and walk away. Most of our clients have mental impairments, which means that once we place them, we need to provide ongoing support to them. And so...
Well, what we always do is... If somebody comes to us and they've been referred to us for job coaching services, we will see them at least twice a month. A lot of our interaction with the client is also with the client's supervisors so that we can make sure that the job is working out for everybody and everybody is happy. We're sort of the medium between the supervisors and the client. But again, we're not just hooking somebody up with a job, hooking the employer up with a client and saying bye. We are there for as much as needed or as little as needed.
And if it doesn't work out, then we start looking for the next place that does work out. Make sure that they give proper notice, that they, you know, don't just walk away from the job, that they let them know that they're going to be leaving, try to find a more appropriate job. And sometimes it takes two or three jobs.
So you really have, in effect, two clients. You have the client, and then to some extent, I guess the employer is really client too, because if it doesn't work out on both ends, then they're not going to employ more people in the future.
That's right.
That's right.
And we also have some nice tax incentives, too. That's another way that we're able to, you know, get a lot of our people employed that maybe the employer is doubting whether or not the person is experienced enough or because of their disability, is it actually going to be something that is going to be worthwhile because they may need to spend extra time training or what have you. So we have some different programs, again, that come down from the State Education Department, from VESED, who is our main funding source, that allows for employers to kind of take a chance on us and take a chance on our clients at no risk to them and often some monetary benefit to them.
So they can get a financial benefit from doing the right thing.
That's right.
Now, are these federal benefits or state tax benefits?
There are both, I believe.
They have both state and federal tax credits that if we're working with an employer that's interested in that, then we can help, you know, make those things happen for them.
Another great program that we have is called a work tryout program, where if the employer has some doubts but wants to give the person a chance, they have 30 days to sort of assess the person's ability on the job. In the meantime, the individual who's hired does get paid. They pay the individual directly, but it's kind of a training session for the employer and the individual. And at the end of the 30 days, if the employer feels that there really is good reason why it's not going to work out, they are reimbursed from VESED, or the State Education Department, for the salary that they've laid out for the individual. So it's a tryout, no strings attached, but what we find are very good results with that because the employer is finding someone who's very dedicated, learning the job with the assistance of a job coach, and it's a win-win situation.
So there's no risk, basically.
There's no risk.
Does that happen often?
We cannot use that with all of our clients. It depends on their functional level, but we do use that, you know, with clients that there is a serious, you know, doubt in the employer's mind as to whether or not the job is appropriate.
Now, what challenges do you face in educating employees? I know society as a whole needs a whole heck of a lot of education in dealing with people with disabilities and accepting them as people. What challenges do you face when you're talking to prospective employees about the benefits of participating in this program?
Well, you know, over the years, we've seen a lot of changes with the ADA coming out and, you know, a lot more individuals with disabilities working in the community and more people seeing them. But, you know, we still come. There's so many times that we call, and the minute we say, hi, we're calling about the job, we're calling from Careers for People with Disabilities, oh, the job's been filled. And that still happens way more than it ever should today. So it's really, it's about the education, it's about the incentives, offering the incentives, the tax credits, the work tryout, if that's appropriate. I think most of all, the biggest incentive that we offer is that we will be there to be the buffer between the employer and the employee, that we will train the client for a longer period of time if that's what they need so that it doesn't affect the employer. In other words, if they usually give somebody 3 weeks worth of training, after the 3 weeks of training is done, if the client hasn't learned the job, then the job coach can continue that training. And it's free. I mean, it's free to the employer, and it's free to the client. So it's a no-brainer, and it's a win-win for everybody.
Do you allow them to call other employers who've participated to maybe get a reference to see how the program works? Is that something that you think?
We certainly don't have a problem with it.
Maybe that'll give them comfort. I'm Bernie Crooks, host of Peace of Mind with Bernie the Attorney. We're talking with Tina Cornish-Lauria, the Executive Director of Careers for People with Disabilities, and Marie O'Connor, who's a Transition Coordinator. We're going to be right back after we take a short break.
Sooner or later, disability or illness strikes every family. And unfortunately, that's not the time to do the planning. The best time is in advance, before a crisis strikes.
Bernie Crooks from the law firm of Littman Crooks.
Susan, Vincent and Sheila's oldest daughter, had called us because one of her friend's parents recently had been diagnosed with Alzheimer's, and their financial affairs were a mess. They had not done any advance planning.
Susan didn't want that to happen to her parents. The caring professionals at Littman Crooks helped her design a comprehensive plan that provided for long-term care while protecting her parents' hard-earned assets.
Susan and her siblings now have the peace of mind of knowing that their parents can go on with the rest of their lives without having to worry about what would happen if one of them became sick or disabled.
Your parents had big plans for you. Make sure you have one for them. Call the law offices of Littman Crooks in White Plains and Manhattan.
Peace of mind with Littman Crooks.
Call 914-684-2100.
Also located in Fishkill.
Welcome back to Peace of Mind with Bernie the Attorney. We're heard right here on WFAS AM 1230 every Thursday evening from 6:05 to 6:35 p.m. And, of course, I want to say hi to my son Max, who's a faithful listener every week. How you doing, Max? Our guests this week are Tina Cornish-Laurier, the Executive Director of Careers for People with Disabilities, and Marie O'Connor, who's a transition coordinator there. And before the break, we were talking about getting people jobs and what happens if things don't go right. And I guess the first question people might have is, when you get a job, is do you want to get paid, right? So how do we determine the compensation?
Well, it's not really, I mean, it's not determined. It is what it is. In other words, we don't make any special deals with any of our employers. Whatever they would be paying anybody who is not disabled is what they're going to pay our clients. We don't have any contracts. There are no special, you know, there's no special benefits or anything like that. Whatever anybody else would be getting is what they would get.
And are there ever occasions where the people who have the jobs may be on some type of government program that limits how much they can make?
Yes, absolutely. We have many clients coming to us that may be on SSI, SSD, workman's comp. We're working more and more these days with people who are, you know, injured on the job. Very recently, we've gotten a lot of referrals of police officers who are coming to us. They're injured on the job, and they're maybe looking to do something in the line of security or something that's not so physical. So we do, you know, make sure that we assess all the benefits the individual's receiving and try to guide them in the best way so that not to jeopardize their benefits, you know, what makes more sense. Does it make sense to, you know, try to get a job where you're not going to be, you know, depending on the benefit that you're receiving or working with that and trying to get a part-time job? So we try to counsel them, you know, the best that we can to make sure that what they're receiving and what they're able to get as far as work is going to make sense for them.
So you guys have people at your offices who are familiar with the various government entitlement programs and will know before someone starts a job whether or not it's going to have any negative effect.
Yes, and we also do a lot of referrals to the independent living centers, both in Westchester and Putnam. You know, an individual may be eligible for service coordination. That's always a good thing to have, someone to help them navigate the systems and help them to really, you know, file the applications and be able to advocate for them should something be denied. We don't do case management out of the office, but we certainly make lots and lots of referrals for it to different agencies.
So case management is something that would be referred out.
Yes.
And, you know, the services you provide, there's no cost, is there, to the employer or to the client?
No, there is not.
So you must be funded by some way. Is it this something that's funded through Medicaid? Is it funded through the state?
Yeah, we have several different funding sources. About more than half of our budget comes from VESID, which is Vocational and Educational Services for Individuals with Disabilities. It used to be the Office of Voc Rehab. That's a state agency through New York State. We get money from the Office of Mental Retardation. We get money from the Office of Mental Health. We get money from both Putnam County and Westchester County. We do have some clients who we do bill through Medicaid for. So we kind of have a bunch of different funding sources. We also have to fundraise a portion of our funding.
And so, what types of fundraisers do you have?
Well, we're a very small agency, so we basically have one fundraiser a year, which is our anniversary celebration coming up in June, actually. We have a journal and we have sponsors, and it's a great event, really. all about the clients and their anniversaries. But, you know, we have a monthly sustainer program that mostly families and parents can join. We ask for different donations through a newsletter that we do two or three times a year, some other mailings, solicitations, things like that.
And do you serve people throughout Westchester?
Throughout all of Putnam and all of Westchester.
So the only requirement, I guess two requirements are you'd have to reside in Putnam or Westchester, and then you'd have to have a disability?
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Does it ever happen where someone comes to you and you say, we're sorry, we can't help you because you're not disabled?
I have had that experience in working with the school districts. There have been times where the kid obviously has some disabilities, although that's never been diagnosed,
right,
or it's never been actually, they've never gone through special ed, but they may have some psychiatric disabilities. So at that point, what would happen is VESID would do some testing of their own to see if there is a qualifying disability. But generally, the person has to have a documented disability that's either been with them, you know, from birth or, as you know, as a result of an injury of some sort. It has to be documented, and it has to be something that's legitimate.
All right. So do they generally have an IEP?
The students coming to us, yes, generally have an IEP, or they may have some accommodations. Very popular these days are 504 accommodations where the student may be graduating with a Regents or a local diploma. However, they've had some accommodations, either more time on tests or, you know, as opposed to written material, maybe they've had to have books on tape or things like that. Learning disabilities of that sort would definitely qualify them for our agency.
So they don't necessarily have to be classified as special ed. They could have a 504 type.
Yes, yes.
Now, how many people are in the program?
Well, we serve up to 500 people a year. We generally get about 100 or so jobs per year. So we're basically working with, I don't know, maybe 250 people at any given day of the year.
And how many people are on your team to service these 250 people?
Well, we have two offices. We have our main office in Valhalla. There's five employment specialists there, and that serves mid to lower Westchester. And then we have another office in Carmel, which serves upper Westchester and Putnam, and we have six employment specialists there.
And these are the people who do the initial assessments, the screening, and then also the job coaching?
Right. They do the job placement, they do the job coaching, and most importantly, they do the long-term ongoing support.
Are there different people of different skill sets, or does everyone just do a little bit of each?
Everybody does do a little bit of each because, you know, we have very little staff turnover. Marie, you've been with us for, what, 15, 16 years?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And the staff really enjoy what they're doing. So we've tried to say, well, maybe you should just do job development or maybe you should just do job coaching. But all the job, all the employment specialists really enjoy doing all the different facets. So so that's what we do because it works. They're happy, and that works better.
And are the people who work for careers, are they volunteers or paid staff?
No, they're all paid staff.
Do you have volunteers?
You know, volunteers doesn't work very well with us because we're in actual businesses in the community, and the businesses already have a hard time letting the job coach go in there because of liability and, you know, more people in the way. So then to have a volunteer there just doesn't work very well for us, not for our type of a program.
How do you find most of your clients? How do they find you?
Well, they find us.
Yeah,
most of the time.
Well, they most of the time are referred, again, by VESID.
Okay.
But, again, we do a lot of our own outreach, like our transition coordination program or transition program. We are in touch with the schools. We are in touch with the school, you know, personnel, whether it be a social worker, school psychologist, special ed teacher, trying to identify the kids before they're actually leaving the school so that we can kind of guide them with adult services. You know, parents and families and students are very used to being handheld through the school system and told what services they need. And once you enter the adult world, you have to navigate the services on your own. And it's a huge transitional time, as, you know, quote unquote. But it's a huge time of stress and anxiety for individuals and for their families. So we really try to take that piece away from them by hooking the kids up with services prior to graduation.
We basically have two transition coordinators, one in each office, that they do outreach with all 55 school districts throughout all of Westchester and Putnam. So we also have a community transition program where we do outreach to all of the psychiatric programs to work with any of the psychiatric clients that could use our services.
This is the Peace of Mind Show with Bernie the Attorney. We'll be right back after this short message.
All his life, little Stevie has been special. When he grows up, he probably won't be able to live on his own or work to support himself. Stevie's parents already worry about what will become of their sweet boy after they're gone. Kim was a corporate executive until a drunk driver ended her career and nearly her life. Now she has a traumatic brain injury, a sizable settlement, but no clear plan for the future. Stevie and Kim could each use a special needs trust to secure their finances, care, and maximum independence while letting them keep their public benefits such as SSI and Medicaid. Who can set up a special needs trust? The law firm of Littman Crooks, members of the Special Needs Alliance, a national network of disability and public benefits lawyers. If you or someone you love has special needs, greater peace of mind is just a phone call away. Call Littman Crooks today, 684-2100, or visit littmancrooks.com, because special people need special plans.
Peace of mind with Littman Crooks.
Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Bernie Crooks, from the law firm Littman Crooks. You can visit us online at littmancrooks.com. And we've just got a couple more minutes here to talk to the people from Careers. And I guess you guys are not the only game in town, right? There are others, but what makes you different?
We're better than everybody else.
All right, tell me why.
I think the biggest thing is, besides being very individualized and having a very unique individualized approach, with Careers, we've been around for 22 years now. And some of our clients have been with us for 15, 18, 20 years. So I think that's what makes us unique is, you know, you can't take somebody with a learning disability or some kind of a mental impairment and place them in a job and get them trained to walk away, because there are, you know, issues that are going to come up no matter what. So our job coaches stay with clients when appropriate and when they need us for many, many years, very often. And it's a great support to the family and to the client and to the employer. So I think that's what really makes us unique.
How long have you guys been around?
22 years, since 1987.
So you actually have a client who started from the beginning, who you're still working with?
Absolutely, many.
Several.
Many.
Do people ever transition out where they get to a place in life, in a job, where they don't need coaching anymore?
Yes, that certainly does happen. We call that phase three. However, they know that at any point they can come back to us for services, and you know, we'll always be there for them.
So if there's a bump in the road after you get to a peaceful place, you can always intervene?
Absolutely.
Right. The goal for everybody is to get them competitively employed, which means that we don't need to go there anymore. But the employer, the family, the client, when we leave, we always say, anything that happens, give us a call back. And it often does. And sometimes we can go in for a short period of time, fix a problem that's occurring, and then walk away again, and so it works very well for everybody.
We're talking with Tina Cornish-Loria and Marie O'Connor from Careers for People with Disabilities. We'll be back to wrap up the show after this brief message.
Unexpected medical crises can turn lives upside down. Here's Bernie Crooks from the law firm of Littman Crooks.
Barbara called. I could tell something was wrong. She was calling from the hospital. Her husband had a stroke. Harry was going to need care in a long-term facility, perhaps for the rest of his life.
Barbara couldn't find the necessary documents.
Unfortunately, this is all too common. One spouse gets sick and the other spouse has absolutely no idea where the financial records are.
Harry quickly got the care he needed. In addition to helping Barbara gather and submit the appropriate paperwork, the experts at Littman Crooks also helped access government-financed health care to help pay Harry's medical bills.
Although we can't help Harry get better, Barbara has the peace of mind of knowing their hard-earned family assets will be available to help pay for Barbara's care in the future and to pass on to their children and grandchildren, and not be eaten away by the cost of Harry's long-term care.
When a medical crisis strikes, call the law offices of Littman Crooks in White Plains and Manhattan.
Peace of mind with Littman Crooks.
Call 914-684-2100.
Also located in Fishkill.
Welcome back to Peace of Mind with Bernie the Attorney. You can visit us right here in White Plains or Fishkill or Manhattan or online at littmancrooks.com. And we've got to wrap up, ladies. So I guess in closing, tell us, how can we get in touch with you? Internet, phone number?
Well, you could do both. We have toll-free numbers in each of our two offices. People can reach us in our Westchester office in Valhalla at 1-888-707-JOBS, J-O-B-S, or at our Carmel office at 1-888-702-JOBS, J-O-B-S. And we currently are upgrading our website, but in the meantime, people can access www.careersforpeoplewithdisabilities.org for information, and you can download our brochure and, you know, see what we do there, too.
Ladies, you're doing terrific work for the community. Thanks,
thank
and thanks
you.
For being
well,
on the show.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Bernie. Thank you for having us.
Good night, everyone. We'll see you next week.
To sell, it doesn't fit.
We can't tell Dad we sold a house. It'll make things worse.
There must have been a